Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Wednesday, the 12th of June. The United States today is really trying to overstimulate economists. We have consumer price inflation data. We have the US Federal Reserve policy decision. We also have US Federal Reserve Chair Powell's post-policy decision press conference, but that is not perhaps quite so stimulatory. To start with the policy decision, we are not expecting any change in rates. The European Central Bank did, of course, cut rates with a near identical inflation situation. But Fed Chair Powell is looking at the wrong price measure, possibly because Powell is more a political than an economic figure. There will be the release of the fabled dot plots of Federal Reserve forecasts, which serve as one of the more misleading representations of policy in modern times. The idea that something so complex and nuanced as an economic outlook can be distilled into a single point on a chart is, of course, nonsense. There is no sense of the risks or the probability attached to a single black mark on a piece of paper. The dot plots were supposed to increase transparency. Instead, they give a false idea of certainty where certainty does not exist. We are expecting the Fed to cut rates this year, twice in fact. Monetary policy is getting more and more restrictive as the economy is getting weaker, something even Powell will have to notice at some point. The issue for the Fed is, of course, that consumer price inflation has been elevated in importance in decision-making. Consumer price inflation is a bad statistic in the States, and it is a statistic that is increasingly dominated by fantasy prices and very narrowly defined price moves. Owner's equivalent rent continues to push up inflation, but nobody pays it as a price. Imputed financial services prices are tied to equity market performance, but are not actually draining the spending power of consumers. Motor insurance is a real-world price, and it is a significant addition to consumer price inflation, but there's really significant disagreement in the data about what motor insurance prices are actually doing, and so on, and so on. The best lesson with this data is to look at the trends and to look at the details. The regional inflation experiences matter as a signal as to whether any of the persistent pressures might be building in inflation. There's no evidence of that so far. And they might perhaps hint at some of the political consequences of inflation. Looking at market-based prices gives a better approximation of the cost of living, which is more relevant when considering what spending power consumers actually have. Excluding shelter helps understand what is happening with the critical middle income groups' inflation experience. The market consensus is for a fairly stable inflation read, so this is really an opportunity to dig into the details. China's inflation data was released and is much, much less globally relevant. China's central bank policy decisions don't have a bearing on the global reserve currency, and China's domestic consumer and producer prices are almost entirely domestic concerns. There's no read-through to global price pressures. Food prices had a little bit less deflation, but core goods prices remain weak. That seems to be reflective of ongoing problems in domestic demand in China. That is where there is perhaps some international relevance, as weak domestic demand may provoke further policy action, and indeed some further support for China's economy is probable in the latter part of the year. Producer prices in China remain in deflation, but as a reminder, this says little about export prices, and export prices say little about foreign import prices, and foreign import prices say almost nothing about foreign consumer price inflation. Europe and the UK are sitting on the sidelines with the overstimulation that's being offered by the States. The EU is expected to announce today that it will impose a significant tax on European consumers of electric vehicles from China. The proposed consumer tax at 35% in total is not as bad as the tax that the US is burdening its consumers with, which sits at 100%. but it's still significant. As ever, with economic nationalism, there is likely to be a series of reprisals from China, which is expected to inflict tax pain on their consumers in response. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.